This is Marketplace Money from 8 p.m. I'm Carmen Wong-Ulrich. You know, the most important lessons we learn about money don't necessarily come over these airwaves. They come from our parents. So this week, we start a series inviting someone that you probably know to tell us how parental advice shaped how they live money.
I am Tae Zonde. I sing, I act, I pursue voice work. I'm best known for the work I do on YouTube. At the point I entered graduate school, I was thinking I would have a life as an academic. Then I uploaded Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain.
One person can make something on YouTube and it can go viral and be replicated and covered and parodied by thousands of people, as happened with Chocolate Rain. The YouTube world is a different world than the world my parents grew up in. My parents were both school teachers, and then my mom was a school principal for 20 years. So I'd say that ethos of finding predictability in finances is something that I definitely inherited as an adult. You know, we were never poor as I was growing up. There was always some money around. We were never extremely wealthy either. You know, my dad is never prone to buying things on a whim, on an impulse. It's all very well considered, very well thought out. What is the benefit? What is the return on investment for whatever expenditure it is? That was always part of the subtext of whatever my parents both spent money on, whether it was a Christmas gift or a birthday gift. It wasn't just something that was frivolously purchased. It was an investment. And in them giving it to me or my siblings, you could kind of feel their hope. My dad got me an Alesis QS8 synthesizer for my 16th birthday. I mean, my dad was hoping that I could use that to become something, that with that instrument, that could contribute in some way to my development or being a happier, more fulfilled child. My parents' career choice as public servants now seems no more stable than pursuing a job in entertainment. I guess that's what work is now. It's not just, you know, getting a job, getting a 9-to-5. It's taking a holistic view and saying, how can I monetize my life?
Share what your parents taught you and what you're passing along in your family. Tweet us your money tips at How We Live Money.